changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. Good evening, Akina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing awesome, and I just want a special thank you to all of our listeners who are calling in tonight, who are, you know, maybe missing that Thursday night football game. I know I am sitting in my car right now. I just left the game, and I'm excited and amped up for this call. We have an amazing guest. So for everyone who called in and is sacrificing that game, you know, thank you for being here. I am so excited to welcome one of my great friends, Suzanne Tulin. Suzanne is awesome. She is the owner and principal consultant of Brand DNA, and she is a brand enthusiast. She is here tonight to talk to us about creating our brand. To me, this is one of the most exciting things that we get to do as entrepreneurs, because it's where we really get to kind of make who we are known to the world and really elevate ourselves to the next level. So welcome, Suzanne, to the call tonight.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, ladies. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our honor and privilege to have you as a guest. So, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, what does it mean to create a brand, and what is this Elevate Your Brand all about?
How much time do we have?
We have 30 minutes.
Wow. It is like, okay, so a brand, I think a good question is about really what is a brand? And once we define that, we kind of work our way through, you know, the different steps on how to do it. But I define a brand as simply a perception. It's really that simple. It lives in the mind of your audience. It's based on emotion, and it's defined by their experience with you, your actions, and your behaviors. So that's basically what it is. So if you think about my brand, yourself being a brand, and you controlling that perception, you've got to start defining what that brand is, or what are those pieces that will help create the perception that you want others to have of you, right? So those are the pieces that make up the DNA of Brand DNA.
That's awesome. So, you know, in this world of, like, social media, and I know a lot of us, a lot of people on this call, you know, have online businesses. Certainly that's how Akina and I are creating our brand. And, you know, what is a brand really? Does everyone have a brand, or is it really something you have to create? Or do people just have a brand automatically by their social media presence?
Well, the social media, what I call social media capital, isn't really your brand. It's the marketing of your brand. And yes, everybody already has a brand. Basically, from the moment they are born, they have a brand because they have a personality that starts coming out. And when you really think about how others perceive you, the best way to articulate what your brand is being consistent in how you show up. But so how, you're consistent in what, right? So you want to choose those attributes of the brand that you want to create to be more consistent in. So we have to concentrate on being conscious of what those perceptions are that we want to have. And so many people don't take the time to really do the due diligence of sitting down and mapping out their personal brand presence, DNA. And that's what my program is really all about, is to help you figure that out. So when you can identify it and you define it, that means you're actually naming it. Then you can actually step in and become that. Otherwise, we tend to be, you know, a little what we would call, trying to think of the word. We try to follow what we think our environment wants versus what we call internally driven, and it's what our heart wants. So if we don't take the time to do the due diligence to define who we are as a brand, then we're impacted by that external environment, and we ebb and flow based on what's happening around us versus being driven from our hearts and minds. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So how would someone start the process of maybe controlling their brand or managing it?
Well, I think it's important for them to sit down and actually figure out the biggest piece of this is what we call your guiding principles or your core values. I mean, a lot of times, you know, companies as a whole will sit down and define core values, but have you really thought about your personal brand sitting down and deciding what are those guiding principles that help you make decisions every day, that help you stand and put a stake in the ground, basically, that says this is your position, this is your worldview. So I think this, identifying those core values are key, and I wouldn't have any more than 4 or 5 at the max. But then defining what they mean, going back, this is a clincher. It's going back and actually putting a definition to what those terms mean to you and how you actually show up in that space. For example, one of my core values is being conscious, right? That means that I have a specific orientation or sensitivity to those who are also conscious about what they're doing, how they're speaking, how they're acting, you know, how they're showing up in life. So when I see that out there externally, I want to be close to those people that are highly conscious because I have that's one of my values. So it's really when you state what your values are, you become very oriented to attracting that around you, and then you're really creating the whole experience from that point on.
That's awesome. So what if somebody never really thought about, like, what's important to them? You know, how does someone go about figuring out what their values are?
Well, there's a lot of different exercises out there. You can actually Google some exercises, but in my program, I have specific exercises that actually help the participant flesh that out, specific questions that guide them to understanding what they don't like, what they do like, what they're embarrassed about when it shows up in their world, what it feels like when they're acting and living their best self. So these sorts of questions help them identify what they truly believe in. And then they start just really honing in and identifying those particular attributes. And then once they narrow it down to 4 or 5, then they can really start focusing on that definition of each one of those and really get crystal clear on what that looks like for them. But that's not the only thing involved in developing a brand. It's not just about values. It's about developing the personal brand style, right? Understanding what your core differentiators are. Every single one of us has a list of differentiators that we probably think about every once in a while, but they're mostly living subconsciously, and we haven't really thought through them in a very conscious level so that we can start talking about them and leveraging them and living them so we can separate ourselves and create the competitive advantage if we're a solo professional or if we're even a leader in a company or a manager in an organization. We want to understand what truly makes us different, how we're approaching our worldview, or how are we approaching our situations. That's our brand style. And then the decisions we make are based on our core values. I know I'm giving you a lot of stuff.
No, that makes a lot of sense. You know, one of the things that I kind of like to talk about, and I know I'm going kind of sort of back to the social media thing, is that online versus offline, like, kind of set of values and presence. So I have a lot of, you know, friends who are trying to, and I'm a professional network marketer, so I have a lot of friends who are trying to build businesses online, and they have this sort of image they want to create online. So they write down all these theoretical values that they have, and they define them, and then they get something like a post planner, you know, whether or not it's Buffer or Hootsuite or whatever they use, and they pick out, they Google all these posts, and they'll spend a couple hours, and they'll plan out all these posts for the month, and they'll fit the theme that they want to create for themselves, and whether or not, you know, it's empowerment or whether or not it's getting healthy, depending upon whatever it is they're trying to promote, the product they're trying to promote. But then they live a lifestyle that is very incongruent to the message they're trying to push online. So what would you say to someone about really creating a solidified, you know, and harmonious kind of image and brand, both online and offline? Because that's I think, something that a lot of young entrepreneurs especially struggle with, is really understanding that your brand is not just in one place. It's really a kind of who you are. It's an extension of who you are. You know, what would you say to that?
Wow, that's a good question, and we see it too often, I think, that incongruency, and it's a sad thing to see because it's not living your authentic self. And so you might ask, what makes up a good brand? A good brand is consistent and congruent, like you said, in what we call having cognitive resonance versus cognitive dissonance. So you have to walk the talk. That's what creates a great brand. One of the three attributes of a successful brand is consistency and making sure that you are living it within the spectrum of not just your work. I mean, this being incongruent like that, like you're talking about, is really almost creating so much stress in your life because you're not authentic in one space, but you're more authentic in another space. There are actually six different components in your world, buckets, I would say, that we have to really take a look at, identify those core values, style attributes, and find those standards of living where we can live those values and attributes through those buckets. And when I talk about buckets, I'm talking about your family is a bucket, right? How do you show up in your family life? How do you show up in your community? How do you show up at work? How do you show up in your mindset around your finances and your well-being? So these are all different buckets that we look at through our personal brand mastermind program. And you're right, you can't sustain being one thing online and being someone else, you know, on the backstage, so to speak. It's very stressful.
Yeah, and you know, I'd like to also talk about, well, not only can you not be someone different online and offline, but you can show up differently in different areas in your life. So, you know, if you're a person who, you know, wants to be abundant, you have to be abundant in all areas of your life. You need to be abundant in your relationships, abundant in your health, abundant in, you know, giving, abundant in your finances. And I think that's so important because so many people kind of want to focus and pinpoint themselves on one thing, but they really forget that you need to take a very holistic approach and understand that, you know, you're not just kind of promoting a product, you're really, like, a brand is really who you are. You know, would you agree with that, Suzanne?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, being consistent, being authentic, and being what I call generative in that space, and generative is really just regularly stepping into the trajectory of the universe, basically, and reinventing yourself to be more and more of what you say you are, and what your core values are, and what your style attributes are. And you can't live in a vacuum for long. You can't just show up online being one thing, like you discussed, and someone else in your family life or to your community life. It can't be sustainable. It just can't. And that could be the big barrier that people are actually living that's keeping them from being successful, is not being authentic in all of those areas, or the same, you know, consistent and congruent in all those areas.
Wonderful, wonderful. The audience is really chiming in on your comment about you have to walk the walk. They are definitely feeling everything that you're saying, Suzanne, right now.
Right. And, you know, when you almost feel, what happens is when people go through this particular exercise, they feel liberated. They drop the oars, so to speak. They're not rowing the boat upstream anymore. They're starting to relax into finding themselves and finding who they are and really then taking a stand and being proud of it, right? Stepping into that and just, it's like shedding skin, old skin, you know, and I wished I would have built this program way back when I was in my early 20s because I go through my own programs after I develop them, and it has made such a difference for me to make a difference and really impact my world because I'm willing to take that stand. I'm willing to step into who I know myself to be. It's just so liberating.
So now what would you say to someone who is ready to take that stand? They're ready to be proud, but they're just a little on the edge, you know. What would you say to them to say, okay, it's time for you to get back on track? How would they go?
Well, When I talk to people, I do an assessment with people oftentimes on the phone before they actually enroll in the course. And we find out what are the current barriers, what are what we call the standards of living that are currently in place that are keeping them from actually showing up, right? They know it, they feel it, but they're not able to, make that decision and take a stand for who they are because they don't have that, the outside external support and construct that they feel like they need to have in order to move this idea or this mindset forward. Well, this course actually gives you that mindset. It gives you that support. And it's important to know what your barriers are before you can get over them. And if you just do a quick, what we call a barrier audit in your life right now that you think and you see that's keeping you from being who you know your authentic self to be, then start chipping away at what that barrier is and making those little changes every single day that you can begin to remove. And then it's one of those things where you have to trust the process and you have to say, you know what, tomorrow I am stepping into this and I'm making a stand for who I am, knowing my why. I want to know my why. I want to develop a brand mantra. I want to empower myself to step into my full potential and self-actualize. We're burning daylight every day if we're not doing it, right? And we all have some gifts and talents and skill sets to give to the world. It's our job. I think it was Gandhi that says, your purpose in life is to find your purpose and live it. That's why you're here.
Yeah, Keenan and I are so big into living into your purpose. And one of the shows that we always talk about, you know, if you're a new listener on the show or you've listened for a few shows but you haven't, you know, listened to one of our initial shows we did was, you know, finding your purpose. And you really go back and listen to that show because, you know, it's so important you know your why. And, you know, in being an entrepreneur and building a brand, it is a sacrifice. You know, whether or not, like, you're like me and you're taking a half hour out of a game, football game, to watch, to do something which is important to you and something to help you live into your purpose. You know, my purpose is to inspire and empower people to create the life of their dreams. That's our purpose of Changing Minds Online. And, you know, it's a sacrifice. And it's a sacrifice when you're writing a book and you're going home after work instead of joining your friends, you know, whatever they're doing. You have to understand your why. And people will ask me, my friends will ask me when they say to me, well, why are you going home and you're working on a book when we're all going to go have some drinks at the bar? And why aren't you going to come to dinner? And they say, is it the money? And I said, you know, money is not a purpose. You know, my purpose is you find your purpose when you know what you would want to do when money was of no value, when of no question. You know, when money doesn't matter anymore and you can wake up and time doesn't matter and you can do anything you want, that's what your purpose is. Whatever you would decide to be doing, that's what your purpose is. And, you know, knowing your purpose is so important because when you know your purpose, and then that's is your brand. You know, what you would be doing is your brand. What's important to you is your brand. How you would spend your money if it was if it wasn't limited and you were fully abundant and fully financially free, that is your brand. You know, so that to me is what I would like to do. So, yeah, Suzanne, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to comment on what you're saying. It's so true. Just as you are saying that others are seeing that action that you're doing as a sacrifice. But you're seeing it as this, like, blossoming. You're having this passion. You're not seeing it as a sacrifice at all because you know and you trust that this is what fills your heart. This is what moves you forward. This is what, you know, gives you goosebumps. It's so interesting, the different perspectives, your self-actualization perspective and their external perception of you, because they're not there yet. They haven't discovered what that looks like for them or what it feels like, right? It's a very visceral experience.
Yeah, I mean, there is no greater joy than living into your purpose. And when you're living in your purpose, nothing else matters. And if you really, you know, if something else does matter, if the decision is hard to make, then you haven't found your purpose. Because when
Exactly.
you really find your leader purpose, you are so laser-focused on your goal. In every action, every decision that you take, it is you take it to get closer to that goal and get closer to that dream, because you realize that you are this absolute powerful creator who can do anything that they want to do. And you have to find that. You have to find that passion. You know, if the first thing you think about in the morning and the last thing you go to bed is not your purpose, you don't know what it is yet. You know, and that's what I always tell people, is like, you have to figure out what excites you, you know, and what gets you up in the morning, what keeps you awake at night, what is it that you would want to do if you can choose to do anything and be anyone that you could be. And, you know, for me, I know what it is, and the moment I found what it was like every other aspect of me just died. I said, you know, I felt like I was completely born a new purpose and with a reason and a passion. You know, it was just like, it was
right.
Absolutely extraordinary to be able to have this mission.
Yeah, it's interesting when people go through my course as well and actually do the work, do the deep dive and dig through that and find, create those ahas and have that realization, they are so much more trusting of the decisions that they make every day. They're so much more focused. They're on the path. And they have this sense of knowing, the sense of contentment and well-being that some people, you know, will just like, wow, they want to follow those people, you know, that have that sense of contentment, that know who they are solid about that, and just, you know, will take that, the risk to become what they know they can be. It's just, I love it. It's just fascinating.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Great.
You're,
Suzanne, we have a question from the audience, if you don't mind.
Awesome.
They say, so when you discover the disconnect between the brand you want to represent and the reality that you are not there, what steps should you take to create the balance?
You know, it's great when you become aware, because now you have direction. You know the difference. You see that what we call the opportunity gap. And I would say enroll in some sort of a program that's going to give you that guided step-by-step process to find yourself, to find what those core attributes are. That if you have that sense that, you know, you're making decisions that aren't truly who you are, or maybe you feel like you've got to fit in, or you've got to, you're living a life that is an expectation of your parents or an expectation of somebody else, and you finally put that stake in the ground and says, gosh darn it, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. This is where my heart is, and this is what I'm going to discover. So find the place. There's lots of programs out there, and I'm just talking about mine because I'm being interviewed today. And I have the Personal Brand Mastermind program, but find a place where you can actually start digging in. Invest in yourself. Give yourself that space and that time to do the due diligence, to really uncover the gem, because that's your job. That's why you're here on Earth. That's what I believe, anyway, is to find that purpose, because otherwise you're not doing anybody else any good unless you're actually delivering what you came here to deliver.
Great, Suzanne. So can you tell us more about that program? I know that a lot of our listeners are really interested.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of information on my website, too, and we may not have a lot of time to talk about it, but it is I've been doing 2 years now of local mastermind groups, and my goal is by the end of the year is to launch a global one where if I can get five people interested to enroll, I'll go ahead and launch one in November, December. And it's 4 weeks with a kickoff meeting. It's self-directed work. You've got videos to look and look at and a downloadable workbook. And then we come together on Google Hangout or Skype, and I coach you. I coach each and every one of you, but collectively together as a group, so you get exponential coaching. You get to hear me coach everyone else in the group. And I keep them very small and intimate. And you walk through this progress, and it's week by week. So it's 4 weeks, and you start kind of blossoming and opening up and digging deep and finding this piece of your DNA that may have been buried for years. And you're going to develop your brand platform, your brand why statement, your core values, your style attributes. You're going to uncover your differentiators. You're going to set standards of living that will help you accomplish all of this stuff. And then what comes out of all that is great messaging content for your website, for your posts, for your, you know, Facebook, for Pinterest, all these things that you want to use to market yourself.
Well,
that
it is
exciting.
Time for your giveaway right now. So tell us about what you're giving away while I post your question on the event group.
I'm trying to remember what we decided I would give away. I've got a couple of things. I can't even remember what we decided on. We shot some ideas back and forth. One was
yes,
a 45-minute session.
Yes, that is the one.
Okay, great. So the 45-minute session is where I will shoot you off a personal brand assessment tool. You fill the tool out. We connect on Skype, and I review the tool with you, and we talk about where your barriers are. We talk about some breakthrough ideas and strategize a little bit and get you off on a task sheet, basically, that gives you implementable actions that you can start right away.
Well, thank you, Susanna. It is such a generous gift to be sharing with our listeners, and it's such a valuable thing. I mean, that's very generous of you. Thank you very much for doing it.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. These conversations are great fun.
So, Akina, how can someone get this and be the one who receives this amazing opportunity?
Well, they are to go into the event right now, and I have posted the contest question. So go and post your answer now, and at the end of the show, Suzanne will put on your particular post, you are the winner.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. So, you know, I really just one of the things I want to kind of leave us with tonight, and I know you have a takeaway too. You know, I think it was Steve Jobs who said that there's really two important days in your life, the day that you're born and the day you find it, why. And that's really what we are here all about. And whether or not, you know, you said echo the words of Gandhi or no matter who says it, you know, your purpose in life is to really figure out what it is, what legacy that you were meant to create. And when you find your purpose, the universe conspires to help you live into it. So, you know, if you haven't already done it, I mean, this tool, this sounds, you know, Suzanne, I haven't seen it yet, but what you're talking about sounds like amazing. Go figure out what your purpose is and create something beautiful. And is there anything, Suzanne, you would like to add before we close the call tonight? Any last takeaway, you know, one kind of summary sentence you can leave our listeners with?
Well, I would like to say what the top five life regrets are that most people have on their deathbed. One is I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Another one is I'd stayed in touch with my friends. But the next three are the most important, and I think lend itself to the topic we're talking about. Number three is I'd let myself be happier. Number four is I'd had the courage to express my true self. And finally, number five is I'd have lived a life true to my dreams instead of what others expected of me. So in closing, I would say, you know, you owe it to yourself to dig deep and figure this out, and because your life will completely change.
Yeah, it's amazing you actually bring those five regrets up, because, and this was totally unplanned, but Akina and I actually did publish it's a planner, it's a weekly planner for 2015 that was really designed for entrepreneurs. It's called I Can Create My Life. It's on Amazon right now. And we actually have those five regrets on every single page of the planner. So when you're making your schedule for the year, that you remember them. And I've been using this planner. I made a prototype of the planner that I've been using for the past few months. And I can just tell you, you know, and I'm partial because I created it. And I really created it and designed it for myself. And then I wanted to generously share it with our listeners that, you know, it is so important seeing those every day. Really, it helps me to balance my time and helps me to really understand what is important for me. So, you know, on that note, if you haven't seen that planner or you haven't ordered it already, you know, go on to Amazon. I Can Create My Life. You know, Google either my name or Akina's name and you'll find it, you know, or that's the title. And I recommend the product. Again, I'm partial because I created it with Akina. But, Akina, is there anything you'd like to add before we close our call tonight?
Yes, Suzanne. If something that you said touched someone, please tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on Facebook, first of all, at Brand Ascension. So it's facebook.com/Brand Ascension. Come on over and like me there. I'd love to have conversations with you through there. And then www.brandascension.com. If you drop down on the Brand DNA tab, there's a solopreneur, and then that drops over to a mastermind program that you can take a look at. And please ping me for any comments or information that you need in order to make any decisions, and even just to have a chat. I'd love to chat with you.
Well, thank you so much, Roseanne, for being on our call and just sharing so generously and for that amazing gift and takeaway. You know, we really appreciate you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, ladies. Really enjoyed it.
All right, guys.
Thank you so
much. Well, I'm
going
to get back to Thursday Night Football, but I just want to thank everyone who called in. You know, God bless everyone. Have a great night, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, hearing you on Sunday.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.